Riggs National Bank has found a buyer. PNC Financial Services Group will pay $779 million for Riggs, an institution in Washington, D.C., long known as the Bank of Presidents. The bank's overseas dealings are under scrutiny. Senate investigators say top officials at Riggs helped former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet conceal millions from international prosecutors while he was under house arrest in Britain. In May, Riggs agreed to pay a $25 million fine for what regulators called willful violation of money laundering laws. NPR's Jack Speer reports on yesterday's Senate subcommittee hearing.
Investigators involved in the year-long probe of Riggs Bank expressed outrage both with the bank's lack of internal controls and with what they described as lax federal oversight. But senators appeared most irate over the role they say was played by a former federal bank regulator, R. Ashley Lee, hired by Riggs just weeks after retiring from government service. Carl Levin, the ranking minority member of the subcommittee, says Lee was the lead examiner with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the agency overseeing Riggs.
Do you think it's appropriate for somebody to leave a government regulatory agency that is supposed to be overseeing a bank, supposed to be requiring a bank to live up to anti-money laundering laws, which they had not lived up to, according to one report after another, and then to immediately go to work for that bank, and then, by the way, attend meetings, which you did, didn't you?
Senator, the issues that were brought up were being, in my mind, are written in the OCC's...
Lee's answer was not exactly straightforward. He went on to deny he was part of any effort to keep details of the bank's relationship with Pinochet out of government files. The more than 100-page report also contends Riggs helped the former dictator set up shell companies and transfer funds, all in an effort to hide his wealth. Again, Minority Member Carl Levin.
In 1998, when General Pinochet was arrested in London on charges of crimes against humanity, and a court issued an order seeking to freeze his bank accounts, Riggs quietly helped him move money from London to the United States, and needless to say, didn't alert law enforcement or the courts to his accounts.
The report also provided details about the role of the bank in setting up accounts for other government officials. Investigators say at one point, Riggs held accounts for officials of the West African nation of Equatorial Guinea totaling $700 million, making them the largest accounts the bank held. Subcommittee Chairman Norm Coleman said bank officials failed to ask questions about where all that money was coming from.
Doesn't take a PhD or a degree in finance or accounting for some red lights to go on and for somebody to think, hey, you know something, there's something amiss here.
Riggs officials largely sought to deflect criticism. Former executive who handled the Equatorial Guinea accounts invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Another former Riggs official who did agree to answer questions said little. Raymond Lund said he believed the bank and its employees were complying with regulations.
I believe that the individuals that were directly involved with the relationship received the proper training from the bank. They knew the requirements, and I believe that I was entitled to rely on internal and external audits to reveal deficiencies in documentation.
Among the recommendations outlined at yesterday's hearing, stricter enforcement of rules designed to prevent money laundering and a one-year cooling-off period before federal examiners can accept a job at a private sector bank they oversaw. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.